Welcome, everybody. So we're doing something different, and I'm really excited about this. I actually am really honored to have Mr. Sims series of different topics, and today we're going to focus on mindset. We're going to talk a little bit about how we've all moved into this virtual world and what it does to our mindset, the panic, everything, and us not being able to be in person, everything being on Zoom or StreamYard. So we're going to talk about that because I'm sure, you know, that's something that needs to be, we need to bring that up so that we can calm everybody down and say, you know what, it's okay. We can make this work. So Mr. Sims, thank you so much for being able to talk to us about this. So what do you think about all this?
Wow, that's a big question. All this. We've been through a year of a lot of noise, a lot of distraction, a lot of confusion, a lack of clarity. And we like things that work. Even when we know they don't work, when they don't work for us, there's this old saying, hey, better the devil, you know. People like things that they are used to and they are familiar with, and we haven't been familiar with anything over the past year. So it's caused us to be very agitated, disgruntled, and probably aggravated is the best way to put it. But we do have a choice. For all of the things that we can't control, for all of the things that we can't define the outcome, we can define our input. We can define our mindset. We get the chance to look at everything and go, okay, one, can I change this? Can I change the outcome? Can I change the game? With COVID, no, you can't. You don't know whether it's going to be over tomorrow. You don't know if it's going to be over in 6 months' time. You don't know if we're still talking about it next year. We don't know. But can I control how I play the game? Can I control my input? And here's the thing. You can't control the outcome, but you can control your input. So what can you do to make sure this was done potentially to your favor? Where are the opportunities? I remember this was back in March when COVID first hit. I remember I would always come off the highway, and at the bottom of the highway, the intersection to go up to my home, there was this Mexican family, and sometimes the kids would be there, sometimes they wouldn't. The guy would be on the left, the wife would be on the right, sometimes they would be opposite. But every time I came off this slip road, they were selling flowers. Okay, they had buckets of flowers. Now I'm on a motorbike, even if I wanted flowers, I couldn't take them. And to be honest with you, 9 times out of 10, they were there so often I didn't even notice or pay attention to them. And then Valentine's came up. And now they've got teddy bears. They got teddy bears and these cushioned hearts. And I remembered this. They had no more the flowers. They had these teddy bears and hearts. And then Kobe Bryant died. And they had Lakers memorabilia, caps and, you know, shirts and stuff. It was all to do with Lakers. And then COVID came along and we had this clampdown. And I remembered the clampdown. And I rode my motorcycle down to my office. And I picked up some mail and I brought the mail back home. And as I was on the slip road and going down there, the roads were a bit quieter. California was now on a lockdown. At the bottom of this intersection, they're now selling face masks. These were the first people that I ever saw had face masks. To be honest with you, outside of a doctor's or a dentist, it was the first time I'd seen a face mask. This was before we were being told to wear them. This family, now I am being vicious here. I don't believe they went to Harvard. I don't think they went to business school. But they could pivot on a second, in a millimeter, they could pivot to what the people need. And I thought to myself, this family can pivot at neck-breaking speed, yet we're all sitting at home complaining and making the decision, okay, what should we do? Should we binge watch Netflix? And now spending all this energy. Do you remember all the conversations on social platforms? What's a good series to watch? Oh, I've decided to watch the entire series of Friends or The Office. You know, there were two mentalities. there were two mentalities when COVID came along. We were told, play the game. We were told, play the game. We didn't know what the rules of the game were. We didn't know how long the game went on for. We didn't know anything about the game, but we were told, you're in it now, play it. Some people run over to the bench and decided to bitch and moan and cry and to watch reruns on Netflix. The rest of the planet, those entrepreneurs with the right mindset, went, okay, let's play the game. Do we pick up the ball? Do we kick the ball? I don't know. Let's make it up as we go along. And we decided to see what we could do with the opportunities and with the ingredients given to us. Now, we all want to sit around. Well, not all of us, but there's a lot of people that want to sit around and moan and go, well, when's my next handout check? Some companies have become billionaires during the pandemic. Some companies and individuals have done incredibly well. I'll be blunt. My finances this year exceed my finances of last year. I made more money during 2020 than I did in 2019. Because I decided right from the word go, okay, these are the rules that I've been given. These are the parameters as best I understand them. I don't know if it's going to be over in 1 month. I don't know if it's going to be over in 3 months. But I'm going to play for today. I'm going to see what opportunity, like the Mexican crowd on the slip-off, I'm going to see what can I do today to pivot to be in control of my own destination. And that was the mindset twist. You may not find anything. You may not be able to see the opportunity. But you're certainly not going to see it if you don't lift up the rocks and look for it.
No, that makes sense now, because I know myself in the beginning was like, man, I wanted to be on stage. I wanted to go speak. Now that's not happening. You know, boo-hoo me, this is going to suck. But then more people started opening up opportunities to speak virtually. And I said, you know what? That just helps us enhance our speaking skills, because I think it's funny how sometimes we are so nervous to speak in front of a camera, but we're good on stage or vice versa. So now how are we going to look at this? How are we going to make this better? And I know for me, my networking and just meeting people and doing this has been amazing, because I decided in my mind I was going to turn it into something positive instead of sitting here being sad that I couldn't meet people in person.
Well, here's the thing. And this is what I couldn't understand. And maybe this is why it's worked kind of well for me. My job is to meet people, solve their problem and send them an invoice for the pleasure of doing so. Okay. So that's what business is, isn't it? You know, business is you pay me to take over your problem. Okay, that's what business. If you're hungry, you go to a restaurant. If you need to go somewhere, you take an Uber. We pay to outsource the problem we have. Getting hold of the right kind of people to do speaking gigs, to do my coaching programs, it was harder in 2020. Okay. But here was something that a lot of people didn't realize, which you did and I did. All of those people were just as bored as we were. All of those people that you wanted to contact, that, hey, you can't get an appointment with him because he's on a flight, he's in a meeting, he's traveling the world, he's working on a all of those people that you couldn't get hold of because of their busy lives, you could now get hold of them. You know? So I found that I instigated more relationships because they were in the same boat. Also, you have never had so much in common with someone the other side of the planet than you did last year. You know, in 2019, if you bumped into someone in Korea, in Australia, in Italy, and you wanted to strike up a conversation, it'd be about the weather, their shoes, music, you know, the coffee you're drinking. You'd have to say, we can now bump into anyone on the other side of the planet geographically, demographically, and go, how has COVID affected you? and we have something that's unilaterally relatable. We have a common thread. We have something that for the first time ever in the planet has united us. Mm-hmm. And we can go, hey, this was a strange year. What did you do with it? And we can start the conversation. Never before have we ever had that. I've been able to strike up conversations with people. So I've been able to formulate relationships. Now, on a flip side, you said about your speaking. I've spoken on stages. I know you've spoken on stages. I've seen a lot of people that, to be blunt, were not very good on stage. Okay? But with everyone else all happy and excited, they've been able to get through a 30-minute presentation. You don't have that opportunity of the crowd giving you energy when you're staring into a little green dot on your laptop. So now, for the first time, instead of focusing on the feedback and the energy from the audience being given to you, you have to focus on your message. And you have to do it in your bathroom or in your bedroom looking over your laptop. So we're in a different environment. I've seen people that a couple of years ago, I would not give them the time of day to be a speaker. They would never speak at one of my events or my speakeasies. Through the year, they fine-tuned their message. They fine-tuned their point. And they fine-tuned their delivery skills. So these are all positives. I'm sorry for anyone that's lost a family member. I'm sorry for people that are having trouble making ends meet. But the amount of positivity that has come out of 2020 should not be forgotten or ignored. Yeah. Commonality, an understanding, and a thread that ties us worldwide. I would love to see it never lose. Sadly, I think it will, and we'll all forget about it over the next 12 months. But I would love to see us hold on to the fact that for the first time ever in our life, we actually share the same goal and problem.
No, that makes so much sense. And yes, just to reiterate what you said, apologies to anybody who lost their family. But we also need to remember, yes, exactly, the positives that have come out of this. There's so many opportunities that have been given. And like you said, enhancing our speaking skills and speaking in front of the camera without the audience. I mean, I know I've had to learn that. I've had to give pre-recorded videos before a virtual event. And that's so strange to me. But you know what? It helped me. It helped me sit back in myself and focus on what is the message I'm trying to give to them. You know, when they go back and they see it and I'm not there, are we going to relate better? Are they going to get the message that I'm trying to provide? So yeah, it's certainly so strange.
It is. But it's teaching us stuff, isn't it? As you say, you know, we're all speaking into a camera now. Now, how many people in 2019 were like, oh, I don't like videos. You know, yeah. My hair's not very good and I can't be doing this. And, oh, I hate videos. I'm never doing a video. For the entire year, we've been trained, it's a video or nothing. And so, you know, I'm videoing so much more, doing far more FaceTime, Zoom calls, WhatsApp, StreamYard. These have all become things that are the new normal. Now, they are the new normal. They're never going to replace live events. And the one thing that we've missed out on for this entire year is to be able to get together with a bunch of people. I hope we don't forget that. But we've been taught habits. You know, we shouldn't feel as uncomfortable as we did a couple of years ago about being on the video. Because trust me, everyone has a bad hair day. I'm having a bad beard day today. It's all over the place. But, you know, it's just common because, again, it's real life. Because funny enough, we're not the Kardashians. Now, I don't know about you, Annette, but I kind of think that you don't have a makeup room in the back of your bedroom where 20 people come out and do your hair before you jump on a Zoom call like you're Kim Kardashian. So it's real life people having real conversations over a new platform.
Absolutely. So what would you tell somebody who still is not feeling the whole video thing? Their mindset is so blocked by being paralyzed over their fear and they don't know where to start?
Well, the honest answer is I wouldn't. You know, we've had an entire year where everyone has been forced to get on video. If you're still sitting there petrified, then I'm sorry, but I can't help you. You know you have to do it. You have to get over your fear. Oh, I can't. I don't look good on camera. Do I look good on camera? This is as good as it gets, all right? So stop worrying about yourself and focus on the impact that your message has to somebody else. Get over yourself. Yes. Being on video has got nothing to do with being having an ego. It's about delivering a message that can help somebody else. If you don't have a message that helps someone else, stay off video. If you do, I have no care if you look like the Hunchback of Notre Dame. Get on a video and give your message to help someone else.
That's exactly it. Thank you for saying that. I try to tell people, remember your why. Why do you want to do this? What is your message? And just do it. Just press record and say it. Say what you want to say, because we don't have time to worry about our hair. I mean, I had a call this morning right after the gym. I was like, sorry, this is real life.
Yep. Yep. It's gonna be done.
And that's how we met for the first time. But because she appreciated my message, she wants to collaborate. That's just how it is. We have to be real. It's not about being pretty.
Well, here's the perfect. Here's something else. Because of that, and because we're doing far more of those face calls and those meetings and those Zooms, for the first time in a long time, people are actually getting to see the real person. Because a lot of people never would before. You know, if you look at a camera now, you can take a photograph with it and you can edit it 4 million ways. You know, I could make myself look taller, slimmer, and blue, you know, just by the edit quality of this. That doesn't make me real.
Yeah.
But you can't edit this video. This video is it, you know? And so people for the first time are starting to see real people, and it's given them the chance to watch this and go, oh, I like Annette. Yeah, she's having a bad head. I've had a bad head. Again, it's relatable. And people are getting to see real people. And this aggravation that we've had for the past year, we don't know what lies we're being fed. We don't know what conspiracies are out there. We don't know any of these things. Okay? Because we're all getting fed with this noise and distraction. Is the pandemic real? You know, is it not real? Is it coming? Is it going? All of this stuff, it's got us aggravated. We want to be able to rely on something. And you, Annette, getting out of the gym with scraggly gym hair is real. And we can relate to that. I didn't see your hair. I'm sure it was perfect, but you know what I mean.
I you know what? I apologize and we went on with it, because that's just that's just how it was going to be. So what do you, there's so many of us who are so worried about our background. We can't do a video because my room's a mess or my kitchen's a mess. I feel like, you know what? That's how it is right now. That's real life. Maybe the dog's barking in the background. I think we just need to continue. And like we said, just deliver the message. How do you feel about that when we're so worried, not just about our presence, but the background? We can't be in an office right now. We can't have the pity.
Everyone's the same. You know, again, we're in the same thing. You've got a little picture up behind you. I've got a little background in here that's stapled to the wall. You know, we're all trying different things just to give us, and even Zoom gives you these artificial backgrounds now. So you're worrying about stuff that you shouldn't be worrying about. You're not producing a Hollywood movie.
Right.
You're having a 2-minute conversation or a 30-minute podcast, and you're just chatting to someone. You should not worry about what you look like and your surroundings. And if the dog barks, guess what? Other people have dogs. If the kids suddenly come in and go, Daddy, I need this, guess what? Other people have kids. It's real, unfiltered life.
No, it's true. I did a podcast, I don't know, 2 months ago, and my dog was barking in the background, and I couldn't edit it out. And I published it, and I said, you know what? this is so and so and my dog, because this is real life. But the content, it was a guest appearance of my dog Lulu. But you know, you were able to hear it, and the message was, you know, was put out there. But that's just, I mean, I spent like half a day trying to edit the dog out, and I said, nope, this is it. This is what you're gonna get. I couldn't fix it, but I was so worried. And then, you know, the feedback I received was, that was funny. You were just being authentic. I said, oh, thank God. But I was worried. I really was, because you try to be so perfect and it's just, it's not going to happen.
Nope.
So we are not stuck. We are in this virtual workspace. This is how we're doing meetings. This is how it's going to be for who knows how long. So we just need to remain positive, or make it into something more positive. Think about the message that's being sent across. What else would you tell everybody that's watching here, that, you know, I don't know how long this is going to be, so just make the best of it and continue on?
Yeah. There's some people that have already switched off, okay? Some people want the answers. Some people want the tactics. And I'm here to tell you that you ain't getting them, okay? A good friend of mine, Sean Stevenson, was confined to a wheelchair as a kid, okay? And Sean would always say that it was done for him, not to him. And he had this aspect of, how could he utilize what had happened to him for his benefit, for his growth, and for other people's benefit and growth? You don't know how long this is going to go on, but I can promise you this, you're going to die. Hopefully it's not going to be today. Hopefully it's going to be in like another 50 plus years, but one day you're going to die. Do you really want to have looked back at 2020 and gone, my God, I wasted an entire year learning every character's last name from The Office? You know, do you want to be able to go, I read books, I tried to play a guitar, I learned more cooking, I got a deeper relationship with my wife, I got a deeper relationship with my kids, I got a dog, you know, all of these things. Take the time you've got now, because here's the beautiful thing. When we come out of this COVID situation, the world is going to go thick and fast and crazy real quick. We're going to accelerate up to 200 miles an hour again so fast that this peace and tranquility that we have now is going to be a distant memory. Now is the chance that you can look at your family life and go, is this what I want? You know, your business. Is this what I want to be doing for the next 20 years? You've got the chance now where your competitors, they can't steal your clients because no one's doing it at the moment, okay? They can't do any of these things. You've got, the first time in your life, the chance to press pause and analyze where you are, what you're doing, and is it what you wanted to? So that you can plan ahead. This is a beautiful time of reflection, okay? Don't know when it's going to be over, but don't misuse it. Have it work for you. If you've wanted to take up Italian, start this afternoon. You can download an iTunes course, start this afternoon. Don't wait. If I said to you, hey, the pandemic is gone on the 1st of March, it's gone. You know, it's literally gone. It disappeared out into the limelight, and no one will be ill. We'll never hear that word again. Okay? 1st of March at 12 o'clock. Your world would change from the second you knew that news, because you'll be like, oh, I've got 4 weeks. I can plan. Oh, let me quickly get this in. Oh, I better get that done because I've only got 4 weeks. Your mentality will change. So optimize the time you've got. You don't know when it's going to be over, but anything you're thinking that you haven't paid attention to, start today. If you've been thinking, shit, I wish I'd have started to learn a guitar a year ago, start today. I wish I'd have started reaching out to people about doing business a year ago, start today. You have no idea how long this is going to go on for, but I do know that if you don't change your mentality, you're going to waste this time.
No, you're right. You're right. And I've definitely started to appreciate the quiet, the not, no rush in the stores. It's not, you can't, you don't have to wait in lines to buy something or just not, and I don't feel like I have to go out. I actually like being at home and doing things and building a course or, you know, doing more podcasts or writing. And, you know, my book will be published this year. It's like, I wouldn't have done that. I don't think I would have done that. But now I was able to like focus on what I really wanted. Mm. And it was so, it's almost freeing because it's like, this is the time God gave us this, whoever you believe in, gave us this sign that said, you need to slow down.
Didn't they just, it won, the entire planet just got put on pause. And it, no one's realized that. A something out of our control. If you ever thought you were in control of your life, you've just got it pointed out to you that the powers up there says you ain't in control of anything. I am. So whatever God you're thinking out there, some higher being, someone, something, some force, whatever you want to think, just pushed pause on your life. And how you handle it. I think this is a good one because this year is going to teach people, where do you sit? You know, what side of the fence do you sit on? Are you the go-getters? Are you the whingers? You know, which side of the fence you go? Hey, and if you're the whingers listening to this, you can change it. You could do something about it. You don't have to wear that t-shirt forever, but don't bitch at me because you didn't get your COVID payout check fast enough. I want you to be able to control your input.
No, yes. So true. I had to, a lot of self-reflection, a lot of thinking, okay, you know, this is what I want to do. This is what I need to do. And I had to go after it. Mm-hmm. And just like you said, it was done for us. This is all done for us, not to us. Yep. So it's all about how we look at it. That's just how it is. And I tell my own kids that too. You know, my daughter's in college and she's been having to do online school, but it made her think about things differently about her life. And I think that's what she needed because she was always so busy going to class, going to work. And now she had to step back and start thinking. So it's changed. It's changed a lot of people, a lot of people.
Absolutely. So, absolutely has.
Well, This is really great. Sorry, I appreciate it. I know we have a lot more to talk about, but you guys need to stay tuned because we're going to do a part two of this. So be ready to continue taking in all this knowledge and don't stop. Keep going or just start now. Just start now and don't let it affect you. Any last words, sir?
Nope. As you've always said, I think it was a Japanese fable that once turned around and said, when's the best time to plant an oak tree, 100 years ago or today? So start your action now, this second.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Stay tuned for part two.
Thank you for listening to the Truths We Hide podcast, created and founded by your host, Annette, the founder of A Wild Ride Call Life. Also, a big thank you to all of our sponsors for each and every episode that is aired. We have so much support from them and all of our listeners. You can find more information at www.awildridecalllife.com.